Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 341 for Friday, April 8th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly lower Friday morning, pressured by action in the Canadian dollar and weakness in soy oil. Canola was anywhere from 70 cents to $1.50 below unchanged, with the May contract checking in at $480.70 a ton. That's down $1.50. Malaysian palm oil suffered losses overnight, which added to the declines. The Canadian dollar was up almost a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Large global soybean supplies were bearish, while steady farmer selling cast resistance over values. However, on the flip side, gains in soybeans helped to limit the losses. Concerns over dryness in parts of Western Canada was supportive, and the bias is to the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 6 cents stronger, with the May contract checking in at $9.11 a bushel. The market was supported by gains in crude oil and strength in the Brazilian currency. A higher real makes soybeans from Brazil less attractive to international buyers. Brazil's agricultural arm CONAB also pegged the soybean crop at 99 million tons, and that is actually less than the agency's previous forecast. Corn was nearly unchanged, with the May contract sitting at $3.61 a bushel. Large commercial buying continued to support the market, while strength in crude oil was supportive. The weather outlook calls for warm, dry conditions next week, and that should allow the start of corn planting in the northern Midwest area. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the May contract checking in at $4.60 a bushel. The U.S. dollar is weak, and that should help make exports more competitive. Demand for wheat seems to be rising around the world. South Korea made a large purchase from the U.S. this week. However, forecasts for rain in the U.S. southern plains were bearish, as that is expected to help alleviate concerns over dryness. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.